Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, undercover HGVs are the latest measure being used by An Garda Síochána to crack down on rule-breaking motorists. They'll use the higher vantage point to observe driver behaviour in a bid to improve road safety. Conor Gallagher is crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, and he has this story. Conor's on the line now. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Claire.
So these aren't the most discreet of vehicles, but that's the point, isn't it? That the very height of the HGV cab, it gives the guard a bird's eye view of what the driver is up to in the lower vehicle or car down below.
That's right. And crucially, these will be unmarked vehicles. So you might see a HGV cab on the road, but it will look pretty much like the many, many other lorry cabs that you'd see on the road. And the whole idea is Gardaí are worried. The Gardaí are under a lot of pressure because of the tragic number of road deaths we've experienced this year and last year. And they think one of the problems is distracted driving, people using their mobile phones or other electronic devices, not necessarily holding them to their ear where they might be visible from a patrol car, but holding them below the windowsill on their lap or whatever, you know, checking their texts, checking Google Maps. This new tactic of being up high in a HGV cab will allow them to look directly down into cars as they pass by and detect these offences of distracted driving.
And is it just one of these super cabs that the Gardaí will have?
For the minute, yeah. So it's kind of like a pilot program, I suppose. They have acquired a single cab, which will be deployed nationally. So it's not going to make a massive difference in and of itself. It's obviously just one vehicle. What it will do, though, is make motorists think twice. You know, if they're driving down the motorway or a country road or a secondary road and they see a truck cab, they might, you know, think twice about reaching for that phone. Mm-hmm. I suppose Gardaí want to be seen to be proactively dealing with the number of road deaths, which is a huge concern nationally.
Yeah, it certainly is. The latest figure is 77 people who've died on our roads so far this year. But in doing this, then, are the Gardaí admitting that when it comes to catching people on their phones, that they simply can't see what the driver is doing using normal detection methods? I mean, you mentioned there that the phone might be on the lap. So Gardaí can't see that. They've no way of detecting that other than this new pilot program.
Yeah, there's a serious gap in their ability to enforce these laws about mobile phone use. People who are going to use their mobile phone in the car would be smart enough maybe to hold it down below the windowsill, particularly if they think the Gardaí might be around. So this is a way of potentially combating that. Although, as I said, it's only one vehicle for now, so it'll only be able to make a minimal impact.
Mm-hmm. And how will it work then? The HGV isn't going to be pulling people over, hardly.
No. So what will happen is the HGV will be operated by probably two Gardaí. It will drive around the country's roads, but it'll work in partnership with an interceptor car. So an ordinary Garda patrol car will be nearby. If they spot someone, you know, committing a road traffic offence, they'd get in touch with their colleagues in the car, give them the reds, the car make and colour, and it would be this interceptor car that would pull them over and either, you know, make an arrest or issue a fixed charge penalty notice or whatever the penalty may be.
Mm-hmm. And the super cab Gardaí will have a video then of the offence being committed.
Yeah, that's how it's worked in other countries. You know, you gather the evidence by videoing the distracted driving, and while in most cases, you know, it might be a penalty point and the video won't be needed, if someone decides to challenge it in court, there would be video evidence there.
And it has worked then in other countries, has it?
Yeah, so the Gardaí have borrowed the idea from their colleagues in the UK. A number of UK police forces have been using these tactics since about 2015. And what they'll do is they might deploy the truck for a couple of weeks at a time in a specific operation on motorways. And they might, you know, catch several hundred people. And what oftentimes they'll do is they'll release the video. So, you know, I was watching some videos there of people you know, using their mobile phone quite blatantly in their cars. And the police will release this video to, I suppose, create awareness of the issue of distracted driving.
Mm-hmm. So this is a pilot programme, as you say. So it would seem then that if it works and if they find that it's successful and it's a useful deterrent, as you explained to us, that it might be rolled out on a wider scale.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine so. Like, if you know, well, we're not a big country, but there's lots of roads, and a single HGV truck won't make a massive difference. But if it is successful, if they are able to rack up enough prosecutions and change driver behaviour, which is the end goal, then it's very easy to see it being expanded, and the roads policing unit acquiring more of these vehicles. Mm-hmm. They don't have to train people up to drive these vehicles. It's a very specific skill set that brings its own issues, of course, and about resourcing. But we'll wait and see.
Now, the other much talked about measure that Drew Harris introduced, the Garda Commissioner, was this 30 minutes that every Garda on every shift would do in roads policing. And at the time, there were some who said, look, that's never going to work because you'll have admin either side of that and there simply won't be enough time and 30 minutes isn't long enough, etc. Is that working?
We haven't seen any solid statistics to show that it is or isn't working. And it's kind of unquantifiable anyway. So, like, Drew Harris bringing this in, it just shows the pressure the Gardaí are under to reduce the number of road deaths we're seeing. As you said, 77 so far this year. Members of Gardaí in the Garda Representative Association have called it a PR stunt, and they say that it's just creating more admin, more bureaucracy, and basically just giving a new name to something they're doing already. So Gardaí will often be in a car driving from one place to another. Does that count as roads policing? And if it does, then they're simply going to just use their 30 minutes as them commuting from one place to the other. But, so it's hard to say it's making a difference.
But Conor, didn't we have that stat that more 2,000 drivers have been caught by Gardaí using their mobile phones in the past month? And we were told, or it was suggested, that that was testament to that 30-minute strategy.
It's hard. Gardaí have certainly been more active in enforcing road traffic laws. The roads policing units have been out. We see more checkpoints on the road. I'd be inclined to say that that's, you know, fairly significant number of prosecutions is down to more targeted roads policing measures rather than this extra 30 minutes. But like I said, it's hard to say one way or another for sure without more detailed stats.
Mm-hmm. John has been in touch. He says, if I stand at my yard gate of my farm and I watch the cars passing, I'd see about 4 out of every 10 drivers on their phones. It's crazy. The phone holders on the windscreens, he's saying they're a major problem with people checking emails, texts and texting. They're not holding their phone, but they're obviously distracted. And that is an offence, isn't it? Driving while distracted.
Yeah, and the law around mobile phone use is it's not just making a call or holding it up to the ear, it's using it in any way. So even if you have it in your kind of holder, but you're tapping away at it, or I don't know, watching a movie or something like that, you are committing an offence. So it's a fairly wide-ranging law, you know. So even like, you know, tapping something into Google Maps or whatever, you are technically commit sense there because your eyes aren't on the road.
Okay, well, people need to watch out if that's what they're up to because the HGV might be coming for you. Thank you very much for joining us on that one, Conor Gallagher. Now, a new annual event to highlight issues around ageism will take place later this week. We're going to hear more about that next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.